Now, Brad Davidson joining us today. He's coming off the bench. How are you, Brad?
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, listeners. Should be a good day at the farm today.
Yep, too right. Paul Joyce is with us as well. How are you, Paul?
Hello, Sean. Lovely to speak with you. I'm well. It's a beautiful winter's day in Sydney. And Warwick Farm today, an intriguing little meeting. Race 2 in particular, the two-year-olds there. I mean, a couple that have been to the races and looked very good, but a few out of the trials have been absolute standouts. So very interested to hear Brad Davidson's thoughts. He's a bit of a trial buff, as I am, so it'll be interesting to see how we line those up in the second.
All right, now we'll look at the first today. We put out three to Hool. Now, 1 Tivoli Street, 225. 480 over is 310. 5 Sacred Edge, $5. 2 Tinker Down, $8.50. 6 Daydream Explorer, $15. 7 My Burning Heart, $26. 8 Sail to Glory, $26. And 9 Selenora, also $26.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's an interesting race to map. In fact, I found it a really tough race to map. 8 over for Chris Waller's been gelded and seemed to go keenly on pace in his most recent trial at Rose Hill. The obvious right leader was probably Daydream Explorer, and the other two that could kick up include Tinker Dan and Sacred Edge. So it's a little bit tricky to map. I'll need to hear Brad's thoughts as well here on the first, actually.
Yeah, tricky one, isn't it, Joycey? Because 8 over, like you said, showed a bit of speed in that trial, and you look at the stuff to date and tends to get back in its races. But I'm just hoping they're going to push on. I see, obviously, that the blinkers off Tivoli Street means they might sort of be able to take a sit just there in behind them. So hopefully 8 over gets across. And that's the way I'm going to go. You mentioned the gelding there. I think that might make this horse. It might improve it at least. We saw it was a good effort behind Glenall back on debut at Canterbury back in August last year. And then pulled up lane second up. Disappointing in two runs last preparation. But I'm just taking the line through Hugh Bowman riding it over Tivoli Street. I'm assuming he'd get first choice there and just taking that little guide and hoping they push on. I'll put 2 Tinker Dan in as the danger. Disappointing on the Beaumont track last time, but good behind Miss Q before that at Canterbury. Had no luck whatsoever. Now, gets out of 1,400. And I think it might actually suit this horse. He's by Dylan Thomas out of an Encosta de Largo mare, and his half-brother's actually won over 2,200 metres. So he could be looking for that extra trip. 1 Tivoli Street, had every chance the last couple, but did have a second behind Launch Code earlier. This preparation. So it's always knocking on the door, just struggling to win one. And 5 Sacred Edge, next best. I thought I had every chance the last time out at Hawkesbury, but probably gets a soft enough run on speed. So I'm 4-2, 1-5 in the first. Joycey, are you with 8 over or are you going against it?
Look, very similar numbers to you, Brad. 2, 4, 1, and 5 for me. I just flipped your first two around. I thought Tinker Dan, you can have something small on him. That's all he's probably worth, but as you said, the run at Canterbury 2 start to go behind Miss Q. He was badly held up in the straight there late. He was climbing over hills, and that was expected to prove a strong form race. Gorsbury's just since come out and bolted in, so perhaps it will end up a strong form race as we thought it would at the time. The Beaumont run, maybe you could make an excuse he got onto hills again late there, but he was a touch disappointing. The step to 1400 is the key with him. If it suits him, Blake's in back from America, first ride back in Australia today, he'll be ready to go, and if Tinker Dan happens to see out this 1400, I just think he's the value option in a very tricky little race. 8 over, if you wanted to bet up on him, I couldn't knock you. The Hugh Bowman lead's a good one. I thought he trialled super. He looks a good type. Love to see him in the flesh out there today. I think he'll go forward as well, Brad. I think they'll just burn the gap there early and put him in the race. 1 Tivoli Street, well, he's had enough chances for me to be taking a short quote. He'll run well, but I couldn't back him straight out. That's a similar case with Sacred Edge. Place 2 from 2 this prep, but has had every chance. So just that upside with the 2 and the 4. We've found the same numbers, just a different way around. 2, 4, 1 and 5 from me, Sean.
Okay, 2, 4, 1, 5 from Paul in the first. Now, Andrew Giorgio has got the Tote Odds race 2 with the scratching 9 Gretzky.
Yeah, good morning, boys, and good morning to all the listeners. We have $5.50 on offer for Goldfinch. Schubert at 8s, Music Edition $10. Addictive Nature, the $2.60 favourite. Al Mahaha at 23s. Aunt Liberty, 41. Dream Charge, 17. Gold Standard, $5.50. Chicane at 100s. So Strong, 81. Augustus, 34. And Blazer A is an $8 chance. Well, the amount of money that we are holding on Addictive Nature is more than all the other runners combined. $6 on opening, boys, now into 260.
Yeah, it's been a massive go, Andrew, hasn't it? Speed-wise here, Blazer A's got the blinkers first time. I think that shows intent from that inside draw there. But Gold Finch, she's a real speedster. I doubt anything will have the pace to match her in the early stages. Aunt Liberty works across with the blinkers on first time as well. And then we've got Gold Standard, a first start of a Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, who's shown pace at the trials, Brad. So on paper, at least, it looks as though they will absolutely fly around the 1,100.
Yeah, can't argue with that at all, Joycey. I think the backmarkers will get their chance, and probably sets up well for a horse like it, Addictive Nature, or of course the full brother to Savvy Nature. The two trials have been really good. I think it was about a $775,000 yearling by memory. Don't quote me on that, but look, it looked good. The money's there to suggest it'll run well, and just looking at the tab market movers as well, like they're even happy to take the $280, $500 best at $280, even $3,500 at $240. So they're not stopping even at that short boat, suggesting to me it's going to run really well. And I thought it mapped as the one to beat. I thought 13 Blaze Ray gets blinkers on the first time. The two runs at Canterbury have been pretty good, only beaten a length and a quarter behind Calculated last time. We come out and frank that form with a good second behind Seizure Quebec in Saturday grade. Gate 2, Kira McAvoy can land just behind the speed, get the stuck run in a race where they'll go hard. 5, Almahaha is one that I'll be interested to get your thoughts on, Joycey. I thought he's trialled quite well. Now, drawn a wide gate, I think I'll go back and ride him quite here. But like you said, I'll go hammer and tong early, and he might be able to get home here at around $23, and I wouldn't be surprised if he even finishes over the top of him. I thought that was a big price. And 3, Music Edition, next best, bolted in at Gosford on debut, and then went to Saturday City grade, beaten 3¾ behind Lipizan, but that was a heavy track. If he can get out of that speed duel early, I thought it could be around the mark as well. But 4, 13, 5 and 3, Addictive Nature, the one that caught your eye in the trials, Joycey?
Yeah, he did for sure. Haven't got him on top. I've got him second pick. I'm just having a little spec on one at big odds here, number 7, Dream Charge. I've gone 7, 4, 2 and 3. Now, this Dream Charge, trained by Ben Smith up at Newcastle, he's got a great strike rate, Ben. He produced this filly at Newcastle over 900 metres. She was heavily backed, 550 into 360. She raced a bit greenly under pressure, but she was never, ever going to get beaten. She had a length and a bit up her sleeve on the line. They gapped the third horse. So we haven't had a chance really to get much form out of the race yet. That's the query. But I think she'll tuck in behind them here and let these horses go mad in front. She has got a turn of foot, and she'll obviously improve off that run. So if you wanted to have something small each way on her at the $17, that's the way I'll be playing the race. The 4 Addictive Nature, yes, Brad, you were right. $775,000 yearling purchase. Obviously showing plenty at the trials, but in saying that, he's been pushed out at both of them. And the money's come to say he's going to win here first up. For me, we've just missed the top odds, and I won't be jumping at the short price first starters. Number 2, Schubert. Nothing wrong with his last win on the Beaumont track. He was strong through the line there, had a bit of a gap on them. He's obviously a classy 2-year-old. And Music Edition, agree with Brad. I just think being ridden off the pace here today, back on a dry track, we could see some sharp improvement from him at the $10 mark. Look, there's a few there I've left out that you could obviously throw in. Almahaha loved his last trial behind Schnitzel Day and So Strong. D'Argento, who ran third in that trial, came out and won at Newcastle on Saturday in a race which will prove a very strong form reference. So if you like Almahaha, throw it into your multis as well. 7, 4, 2 and 3 for me. I'm backing Dream Charge each way.
All right, the third 5, La Chica Bella not running.
Yeah, we have Long Time Ago, Cozzy, the $2.20 favourite. Our Anniversaire at 23s. Rhymes, $8. Paris for me, 18. Gracious Grey, 23. Liffy, $8.50. Primavera, 10s. Titaness, 26. And Dahuil is at $3.70. Well, a good go here for a long time ago. Now, the push has been today. $2.60 earlier this morning, now into $2.20. It's firmed up $2.30, $2.25, now into $2.20. So as you can see, boys, our customers more than happy to take whatever price the boys are putting up at the moment.
Yeah, interesting to hear Brad's thoughts here, because a long time ago, maps to lead and get a reasonably easy time of it in front. Our Anniversaire works across, and the only other real on-pace runner looks to be Titaness from Barrier 1. But it wouldn't surprise me if a long time ago finds the front and dictates for Kara McAvoy, who is one of the best front-running riders going around, Brad.
Yeah, that's the way I saw it, Joycey. And I just think, I know it's got the 59 kilos, but we're on the good four there today, rail out three. I was hoping they might be sort of playing towards the leaders early on. If that's the case, a long time ago, it's going to be very hard to run down. She was good first up, 12:50 Canterbury. It was the soft six that day. Look, you know, you could argue she was getting a little bit tired late, but she was in front by a length or two, and she might have just been stargazing a touch. She's always shown a bit of ability. The trial before that was outstanding, and she goes to the 1,400 for the first time, but her mother, once a wild, of course, won a Sydney Oaks and also won over 2,600. So if anything, probably only going to be an advantage, and I think the better track's going to suit her. there today. 10 Dahul, I thought, was the only real danger and made good ground first up at Warwick Farm when third behind Special Missile. Ran second to Gorgan, second up last preparation over the 1400, and I've got a bit of time for that horse. Probably stalk the leader here, maybe get three back though, and that's the only little concern I've got if it gets three back the fence, but I thought it was a danger. 8 Primavera I've thrown in for third. It was back in trip the other day when only beaten a length and a half behind a long time ago. Gets back out to the 1400 now. That's going to suit it better. And 6 Gracious Grey. Should have won first up, won its maiden second up, and disappointing last time, but it was a shifty track at Warwick Farm that day. I'll be forgiving of that. So 1, 10, 8 and 6 with long time ago. I just think it sets up beautifully for her, Joycey.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brad. The very short price now, 220. But look, I do think, as Andrew said, still a price punters are going to take. 1, 7, 10 and 8 for me. Look, you've covered everything with her, really. Look, she finds the front. She controls the tempo. She should run out a strong 1400. And she's coming through the right form race. She should win again a long time ago. Number 7, Liffy, for me, I'll throw her in for the Quinella. I like the way she attacked the line at Kembla first up. I don't think she beat a lot there. But the way she found the line was strong, and Hughie Bowman riding her is a bit of a lead. Number 10, Dahul, agree with Brad, hit the line strongly first up. She'll only improve off that. She should get a smother off the soft draw. She'll just need an out at some stage. And the 8 Primavera, probably the only thing I can add there is she does get a 2-kilo swing on long time ago for a 1.5 length to beat. So on weights and measures, most of the experts will tell you that pretty much levels them up. So I'll go 1, 7, 10 and 8 in the third.
All right, we go to race 4, Punnett 5, Chiquinta, 9, Rowinta, and 12, Gracious Grey.
$10 on offer for Blendwell. Dream Lane, 14s. Fantasize, $7.50. Little Miss Brown at 7. Pepperberry, 15s. Seventh Chic at 9. Fournette, 6s. Shanaki, 26. And the best backed runner in this race is the bottom one, La Chicabella, now into $2.20. Now, $2.80 was available when the market first opened, and $2.70 was still on offer earlier this morning. As soon as the boys reopened the market, we saw a stack of bets come for La Chicabella.
Yeah, no surprise there, Andrew. She looks as though she'll get an absolute picnic in front here on the map. She should cross lead, dictate terms to suit herself. Pepperberry with the blinkers first time. Perhaps she puts a bit more speed in her early. Dream Lane with the 3-kilo apprentice. If she happened to jump well, Dream Lane, she might put herself somewhere on the speed. But that's about it for the on-pacers. There looks more backmarkers than on-pace runners. So there's no surprise, Brad, if La Chicabella gets an absolute picnic up front.
Yeah, I thought the same, Joycey. And as you said, Pepperberry wouldn't be surprised if it goes forward and settles a bit closer with the blinkers on, like you mentioned. But I can't go away from her for that simple case of the map again, and maybe hopefully going to be favouring those on pace early at Warwick Farm. Look, she's just a real fighter, this filly. She's won the 2 from 4. Her 2 defeats, she's shown good tenacity to keep on kicking. And I thought she's really good behind her. Beats them over the 1400 at Warwick Farm the other day. Now, they went hard. They come home in good splits. They went, I think, 0.8 seconds quicker than the other 1400-metre race on the same day. And she clocked the second quickest last 200-metre split of the race, which suggests to me that the step up to the mile and a soft mile of that's not going to be any concerns at all. The money's there to suggest she'll run well. The map has her getting a soft lead, and she looks the one for me. 8 Fournette, I think, might be the danger. It was really good at Kembla and in Canterbury, notching a couple of wins, putting two together. Then went to Rose Hill, the 1900. Probably didn't run it out that day. I mean, he gets a soft run here just behind the speed. From Barrier 1 with 55.5 kilos on, and Kieran McAvoy to ride, I thought could run a cheeky race. 2 Dream Lane's been really competitive in Saturday City grade of late, finding it hard to win, but gets a nice little claim here and gets in with 56 kilos. And 1 Blendwell, wasn't far away first up and has won second up in the past. I think the second up record's a bit better than it looks on paper as well. So drops from a benchmark 83 to a 72. And only carries an extra kilo as well from that dropping grade with Nick Hayward's claim. So I thought it could run okay as well. But 11, 8, 2 and 1. I can't go fast like Chicabella, but do concede she's getting a bit short now, Joycey.
Yeah, she's short, Brad, but I've got her clearly on top here as well. Just maps beautifully. As you said, she's a tough little filly. There's not much of her, but she's very determined. The form line's through Noir and last start up. Some really do look superior for this race. If she's getting it on 53.5 because she is so lightly raced, I think she's one of the better bets of the day. Outside of her, really, it is open. I've gone 11, 4, 7 and 6. I've got Little Miss Brown for second on the quick backup, but she cruised home over the mile at Wyong. last week. I think the quick backup's a great sign there for Joe Pride. Number 7, Seventh Sheik. Yes, she can mix her form a bit, this filly, but she goes best for Huey Bowman. And he jumps on again today. He'll just put a midfield and let her find the line. And Pepperberry with the blinkers first time. That might just switch her on, put her up on the speed. And if she happens to settle outside this leader, La Chica Bella, who kicks and holds on, then I think Pepperberry will take some getting past and might hold on for the multiples. So I've gone 11, 4, 7 and 6 in the fourth.
We go to race 5, and here put out number 1, Cabrocco, and 9, Denham Street.
Yeah, Akasaki is a $5.50 chance, along with I Can Rock. Yarra Power, $4.80. Golden Shoes, $5.50. Deluxe at 14s. Trust Me, $7.50. Princess Command at 10. Music Magic, 16. Colour Drops at 9. And Nick on the Run at $23. Well, boys, this race, one of the more open betting events of the day. Colour Drops is actually the best backed runner in terms of money held. It's currently responsible for more than double the amount of money than what Yarra Power is. And then the third best backed runner is I Can Rock, but it's a long, long way back.
Yeah, that's an interesting betting move there on Colour Drops. It was one that was hard to get a read of out of its only trial. Speed-wise here, we've got pace from Yarra Power, Trust Me, and also, well, that's about it. Now, they're the only two on paces. Deluxe probably goes back from a wide draw, and a big query, Brad, over Colour Drops as to where she settles in the run.
Yeah, especially first up for just over a year, I think. So it'll be interesting to see how she goes. The money's there to suggest she'll run well, and I think the recent trial was caught the eye of a few trial watchers as well. Look, I was really keen on Cabrocco in this race, but I think they've saved him for a Saturday race, so I think it's really opened it up. I've gone with number 2, Akasaki. I thought he was a bit stiff at the Beaumont track last time. He got back, he sort of three-wide the trip, he had cover, but then he took off, he made a long run, and he looked home, but he just peaked the last 100 metres and the tough run told there. Now, he started a 290 favourite before that on the heavy track at Warwick Farm behind Wide Acclaim. He only ran fourth that day, but the money was there to suggest he run well. I think he's going well. It's just that barrier's the concern for me, where he gets to from gate 12. He did show a bit of speed in his first two runs and then got back at Beaumont the other day. So he needs luck, but if he gets it, I think he can be in the finish. 3, I Can Rock. Won at the midweek to this track first up and was only beaten 3 lengths in Saturday City Grade last time out. That's pretty good form for a race like this, and good track record is very good, winning the 5 and placed another 8 times from 32 starts on good tracks. 4, Yarra Power. Not surprised to see a bit of support for this horse. Just looks to map really well here, probably either on the speed leading or just behind him. And did beat all bar a subsequent City winner in Starcross last time out at Wyong. And 10, Music Magic, next best. Only had 2 runs at this track and both have been super. And she was runner-up at this track 2 starts ago behind I Can Rock, and actually meet that horse 2 kilos better off, I thought was next best. But really tricky race for me, Joycey. One of the hardest to decipher for the day, but I've gone 2, 3, 4, and 10.
Yeah, it certainly is a bit of a tricky one, especially for the second leg of the quaddie. I've gone 4, 3, 7, 11. I'm with Yarra Power on top. Probably the safe option, really. He's going to put himself in the right spot. He comes here in terrific form. He's rock hard fit. Form lines look strong. You mentioned Starcross there before, and the third horse in that Wyong race was Kings of Leon, who's since come out in a Saturday race and won very convincingly. So it's the right form race, and I just think it's the safe option if you are going to play the race. And number 3, I Can Rock, good track specialist, so he gets the right conditions today. Winner here 2 starts ago over this track and distance on top of the ground, so he's the danger. Number 7, Trust Me, gets all the favours off the inside gate. Again, I think he appreciates a good track. He comes here in form. And the 11, the one the money's come for, Colour Drops. I had a big question mark on that Warwick Farm trial. She wasn't asked to do anything. She went to the line under a stranglehold. Now, the fact that they're backing her suggests she may just have enough work under her to give this a shake first up for a year. 4 on top from 3, 7, 11, Sean.
All right, 4, 3, 7, 11 there. Race 6, take out 13, 14, Law Major, Art of Defence.
Yeah, we have El Novio here at $3.50. King's Officer at 15s. Pirate Ben, 18. Brogue, 21. Go Benny, $6. Red Viking, 19. Napoleon at 16s. Then we go down to Polemic, who's an $8 chance. My Friend Charlie at 8s. Don Pellegrino, 13. Grand Teton at 9, and Celestial Choice is a $10 shot. Very quiet betting race here, guys. Not a great deal to report, but I can tell you that Grand Teton is the one that has firmed up today. $13 this morning, now a $9 chance.
Yeah, well, we thought the last race was hard. This one's also tough. Speed-wise, I think the 2200 here, they'll run at a solid tempo. We've got Brogue pressing forward. Red Viking likes to lead. A couple down in the weights, Grand Teton, Celestial Choice likes to be right up there. We've also got Polemic drawn right off the track, Brad. So there's a few there that should press forward, and I think this will be a genuine staying test.
Yeah, it should be. And like you said, it doesn't get any easier at all these days. It's often they take turns, and we'll see how it plays out today. But look, I'm with 12 Celestial Choice at the odds. Beaten only a length behind Life O'Brien two starts ago, and we saw Life O'Brien come out and look home on the weekend and just got chased down late. And then went to Rose Hill and ran a really good third, beaten only a quarter of a length behind Rustic Melody. Now, ran alongside Walk the Streets that day, and that horse would be pretty much favourite for a race like this. So I think around the $10, $12 mark, I know she's got to go to 2200 now, but she's a fighter. She just seems like she'll stay all day. And I thought with no weight on her back, with 51.5 after the claim, I thought she'd run well at those odds again. One, El Novio, he's an honest stayer. He keeps racing well. The last start third behind Sayed bodes well for a race like this. If there is a little knock, it's probably likes it a bit wetter, but Hugh Bowman rides, that's a big positive. 5, Go Benny was too good with the 62 kilos at Newcastle 2 back then. Beat all but Sayed last time out in that Saturday City grade. Just the inside gate might not be ideal for him as he tends to get back in his races. And 8, Polemic was 18-23.60 last time out at Newcastle, stepping up in distance and was backed off the mat when only managing 4th now. Just taking a little guide through that money, suggesting that they really backed him heavily that day. And look, he'll be fitter. I'll put him in for 4. But 12, 1, 5 and 8, tough race. I've just gone with Celestial Choice at the odds, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm going 9, 12, 10 and 1. I'll back the 9 each way here, my friend Charlie, at the $8. Jean Dubois training down at Colburn. He's got a great strike rate, Jean, and he brings his horse to town here after a couple of runs at the Provincials. He won at Kembla 2 starts ago, won convincingly there over the 2,000, and then last start he was caught 3 deep, working the whole way under 60 kilos and did really well, I thought, to stick on and finish 3rd. It was a tough effort. Change of jock, he should get a lovely run today just in behind this solid speed. I think he'll run the 2,200 right out. And this Keegan Latham, who's over here riding at the moment, I've got a bit of time for him. He's been knocking up riding winners around the Provincials and the country area, so it's good to see him get a chance in town today. Number 12, Celestial Choice, Brad's top pick. I did have it down as a massive danger here. Good value at the double figures. I like the fact that she's dropping back in grade and really carrying basically the same weight, 51.5 kilos. I think she'll be right in this for a long way. Number 10, Don Pellegrino. He's a bit of a sneaky one. He bobs up on occasion. He tackles his 5th up off a spell. He's been improving with every run in, and his last start 2nd behind Roman Sun. That could end up being a bit of a strong form line. The 1 El Novio, tough, consistent stay. He's just got to carry the 59.5 today, and he's not the biggest horse going around, but he'll try hard. 9 on top, bit of each-way value from 12, 10 and 1, Sean.
9, 12, 10 and 1. Now, race 7, we pull out numbers 3, 12 and 13. Awesome Sandwick and a fair Seneca.
Nat King Koo is at $11. Alfred the Great at 16. Fortensky, $6.50. Gone with the Wind at 7. Bon Equus at 9s, Dylan's Romance at 19, Nissile 41, Invicta $5.50, Rowinda 15s, Vanel $2.80 in favourite, and the bottom one, Who Is Game, you can have $26 about its chances. A strange betting race this one, boys, because the first horse they backed was Bon Equus, 8s into as low as 5s. However, since then, it's gone right out the gate to $9. The money today has been for Vanel, $3.80 into $2.80. Very strong money for it early on. And Invicta is the other one that has firmed up significantly, $9.50 into $5.50.
Yeah, well, speed-wise in the last, Gone with the Wind and Vanel seem to settle 1-2. Vanel probably quite happy to camp outside the lead. And that King Koo could be close up today. Who Is Game not far off them. And Fortensky from that tricky draw, I suggest they try and look for a sit on him. But he could also press forward. Just an even sort of tempo in the mile in the last, Brad.
Yeah, I've gone with 9 Invicta. I'm a bit spewing the $9.50 on offer this morning. It's no longer there, into $5.50 now for their comfort. But I think this 3-year-old's going great guns. He bolted in at Cessnock by 6¾ lengths, beating No Effort Needed, who's come out and won. Yes, that's country grade form. But then he went to Newcastle and he won again by 2.5 lengths in a canter, basically. Look, he might be a little bit better on softish ground, but I think back out to the mile suits him here today. I think he can sit back, stay for one last run, and if they are making ground by this time of the day, I think it'd be hard to hold out late. 11 Vanel, respecting the money for this three-year-old gelding, a good winner over the mile at Newcastle last time out. Has to go to from a maiden to a benchmark 67, that's the query. But look, they went hard that day, and he sat up on speed. All the other leaders tied, and he kicked away and held at bay and won well and beat Thai Boxing, who's always been around the mark in midweek city grade. Thrown in one at Nat King 2 for third, just missed in a photo at big odds at this track last time out, and carries 58.5. Looks well weighted, really, with the claim and back in grade here, and probably gets a lovely run. And 6 Bon Equus, not surprised, a little bit of support for this horse, was 14 back to 12.50 last time, couldn't keep up early, and then flashed home to be only beaten 3 lengths in this sort of company. So I think getting out to the mile, third up, home track, blinkers on, there's plenty of ticks for that horse as well. But 9, 1, 11 and 6, as I come to you, Joycey, if my memory serves me correctly, you liked Nat King 2 at $31 last time, and it got pipped in the closest of photo finishes. Are you sticking?
No, I'm not sticking, Brad. It took me a while to get over that one, I'll be quite honest. Look, I thought it a one watching it where I was watching it from, and it was going to be a massive result. And it did take me a few days to recover from that. But I'll put him in for fourth. Look, I've gone 11, 9, 14 and 1. I think Vanel can take the step from a maiden to a benchmark 67. It's not something I like to do, especially when they're well found in the market, but he's very lightly raced. Chris Waller, Huey Bowman combined. I've got him sitting outside the lead in an evenly run mile. I just think he'll be basically hitting full bore, turning for home, and I just don't know if any of these others are going to be good enough to run him down. So I've got Vanel on top. I thought number 9, Invicta, if anything was going to come out of the pack and grab him, it would have to be Invicta the way he's going at the moment. As you said, he's absolutely flying. Still relatively lightly raced, but appears to be an absolute purple patch of form. The 14, who is game, she's an absolute good tracker, this horse. She gets the right conditions today. Two starts to go around third in the Wingham Cup at Taree. Here she's going around in a 67 rater with only 53 kilos. So I think she's the value runner. And Nat King Koo, look, I'll have something very small on him just in case. But I'm a little bit concerned, probably back on top of the ground now to the mile. I thought the other day, with the sting out of the track and back to the 1300, that was his race the other day. We just didn't quite get the bob of the head at the line. So I've gone 11, 9, 14 and 1, Sean, in the lucky last.
All right. Now, Andrew, what's been best back today?
Well, look, the best backed runner today, Cozzy, is going to be in race 4, number 11, La Chica Bella. I will give an honourable mention to Vanel in race 7, but the overall best backed runner on the card in terms of money held is in race 2, and it's number 4, Addictive Nature.
All right, good on you, Andrew. Talk to you through the day.
Cheers, boys.
Now, Brad Davidson, what do you like? What's your best?
Well, I think race 3 won a long time ago is probably the best, and race 4, 11, La Chica Bella will be hard to beat as well. And just at those each-way odds, race 7, number 9 in Victor, I thought would run a good race. But, yeah, I think they've both come up, Joycey, with that long time ago, La Chica Bella. They probably look the two on paper, the two standouts.
Yeah, exactly, Brad. I think they're two of the better bets of the day. Look, I'll give a roughie just as my best pick of the day for the sake of something different. Race 2, number 7. Dream Charge, currently $17 at tab.com.au. She's certainly no good thing in a very open race with a lot of good horses engaged, but I'm convinced she's got some ability this filly, and I think she's over the odds. So race 2, number 7, Dream Charge, something each way for me at the $17.
Good on you, Paul. Good to catch up. And Brad, have a top day.
Yeah, thanks,
Brad.
Thanks a lot.
Guys. Good luck to all the punters out there too.
Brad Davidson, Paul Joyce looking at the meeting today at Warwick Farm.